And hello, good people of interest. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo-Woo. And in this episode, I want to talk a bit about the whole notion or the whole kind of rebuttal that you get in magic, which is the sentence of, if magic works, then ellipsis. So that's what we'll talk about today. So welcome to Ravensdale. Once again, we're in a different part of Ravensdale. I'm not even sure if the name is Ravensdale, because in Ireland, every 3 foot, we have a new name for the territory. On the actual street I live, or in the lane I live on, there's like 6-7 names, depending on where you're standing on that actual lane, for the same lane. But it's what we do. There's obviously, at some point, a lot of magic naming and binding of things in the old days. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about today is this whole idea of this, when people who are kind of skeptical about magic, or even people who are getting into magic, and I think it's an important question, and it's one that's too easily kind of glossed over and pushed away, because I don't think people necessarily have, you know, understand the kind of, in a sense, the answer to it. And I'm not saying that I have a great understanding of these things, but I have a kind of perspective on it, which I think is useful. And it's this kind of idea of, or this thing is that, if magic works, then why? And it's the why bit is that, then why isn't this happening? Or why isn't your life perfect? Or why haven't you done this or other? And I've seen it recently on a post on Facebook on someone who's he's a well-known occultist, let's say, and the question that was being thrown at him was, if you are so good at magic and you're doing all these different things and you're putting it, why are you fat? And I think there is a derogatory insult implied in that. I do think it's a legitimate enough question. It's like asking, like, in the whole of like CMG, when I was very participatory in that, there was a lot of kind of thing of like, well, if magic works, why is your lives all falling apart? You know, and I know and I understand, and I do say a lot, that the people come to magic, don't come to magic because their lives are in a great kind of a spot. But the question, or the thing is that, if magic does work, why is so many people not getting what they want? Why is there like particular flaws that people have that are normally or ostensibly brilliant at magic and all these things? Why, you know, the one thing I've seen recently on, I was on a John Kehoe video, and it was going, yeah, well, if, you know, if the law of attraction and all your things are so good, why are you bald? And I think there's, you know, like, I mean, it's a legitimate question. It's kind of a shitty way of putting it, but it is. And I think one of the things that we have to bear in mind, and I think why the answer is that, the first thing I would suggest is, why can you be good at magic and still be fat? Or why can you be, you know, really good at teaching yoga but still, you know, be a dick in other ways? It's because there's more going on than just the whole thing of who you are. Mitch Horowitz talks a bit, and I like this about him. I like him, Mitch, in general, but I like this kind of idea of the problem with new thought. One of the kind of new thought problems that he picks upon is this idea of that, and he says it's not addressed enough in new thought, that if you have, you know, if you're into new thought and you're into law of attraction or whatever, and something terrible happens to you, something bad, you get a disease or some sort of life trauma or whatever, it's immediately your fault, because that's the kind of basis of what new thought is, that, you know, you think positivity or and, you know, that's reflected out in the world and comes back to you. So if something bad happens to you, it's, in a sense, it's your fault. And his rebuttal to that is that that's not, you know, that's not helpful for start. And victim blaming, as I've talked about a number of times on this channel, that's not good. You know, that's not a good, healthy way of looking at it. So his kind of thing is, yes, new thought, your ideas, your way of thinking, your way of acting in the world, or, you know, all that kind of law of attraction stuff, you know, is one factor in all of these things. There's plenty of other factors going on. And so it's not, while it's will play a huge part in your life, and we can bring this in, while magic can play a huge part of your life, it's not the only thing going on. And it's not the biggest, possibly not the biggest kind of influence in your life. Vadim Seeland, of the reality transurfing fame, who I constantly talk about and keep saying I will make a proper video about it and haven't, he talks about these things called pendulums. And the idea of the pendulum is that there's a particular kind of energy that is around a situation. And these, they feed off the people involved, or they feed off the kind of energy created by this kind of thing. And pendulum, we kind of think of this thing that's going back and forth, but it's more like a, I think you kind of think that it's a kind of a vibration than anything else. And so say your family will have a particular pendulum, and when you get into that kind of dynamic, you become sucked into the kind of, you know, you start playing the role or playing the part of, you know, son or daughter or father or whatever it is. And if you try and come out of that pendulum or out of that sphere of influence, the pendulum will react and, you know, will have a force and it will try to defend itself. And, you know, you can have that same kind of thing at work, or you can have the same time thing with your friends. You'll have it in a town, you know, like even a football team or, you know, some sort of club. You have it in politics, you know, left, right, middle, unknown, whatever it is. You have it in all things, like down to gender, down to all of these things. Anything you want to pick, it has a kind of this idea of a pendulum. So when you come into your kind of your magic and whatever, and you're trying to, or your new thought or whatever it is you're doing, it's, you're around these things and you're probably not as strong as they are, given thing. Like, you're not, like, how long is it going to take you to get fully out of the pendulum or the thing of your family? If you ever do, they're always going to have this kind of thing effect on you, who, you know, that has, in a sense, maybe limited you, bound you in some way. You know, it's that, so that when you come to doing magic, you've all of these kind of limitations, these pendulums, all of these things on you. So it's not just that kind of, you know, if magic works, why can't I do this? Because there's all of these influences in the world that possibly are quite stronger or stronger than you. Come back to the thing about if you're fat, you're saying, well, that's not really a kind of a pendulum. That's not something around you. But it's still an influence in a way that you're not necessarily have as much power over as you think, in that we have all of these shadow aspects of ourselves and all of these kind of things that are going on subconsciously that we're not fully sure or fully aware of, or we don't know how to do them. So it could be a case of that there's a bigger lesson going on in that person's life. And I know myself, like, I mean, I could completely put in the magic person who's, you know, who's fat and, you know, what if magic works, why aren't I skinny? Well, I mean, that's a good question. I have huge issues around my weight, and it's one of the huge things in my life that I have to battle with. And it's not going to be something that's just going to go away by doing a sigil. You know, it's just, it's a huge thing. It's like, there's a big lesson, a life lesson possibly. It's a huge, if you want to go into karma words, there's probably a huge karma thing to it. There's something that I have to process to get through. And until I do, that's going to be a factor. And it's just not going to be, you know, it's not just calling up, I don't know, who's the goetic demon of weight loss and saying, you know, lose weight. There's more going on there. There's a life lesson. There's something that I haven't learned or thing. If you listen to, or if you've been following me for a while, there's a whole section on the blog all about this and all of these thoughts. So if magic works, why aren't I thin? Because I've don't know the reason. I haven't uncovered, I haven't done the work, I haven't done the full thing. Now, I will, and I have always approached things like shadow work and all that from a magic perspective. So if magic works, why are you fat? I'm getting there. I'm in a process. This is a thing where it's going to be there. And it's kind of strong at things as well. If magic works, why are people broke, or why are these things? One of the reasons I think people are broke in it, and Jason Miller puts this out, this is his kind of idea, and I think it's a good one. I don't think it goes fully, but it's a good one. It's just that people who are into magic aren't necessarily people who are into making money. And there's a huge kind of thing that you have to do to make money. You know, you have to invest, you have to, you know, be smart, you have to do all of these things that people just aren't interested in. You know, I just want to live. You know, I don't want to save, and or I don't want to do all of these things, or I don't want to do a job that I hate in order just to have money. So it's not just that they're bad at money, they just don't have an interest in it. Now, I think that's very wise, and that there is a lot to that, but I also think there is this idea that they don't, people are imbalanced enough that they don't even have their basic needs met. And that's a bit different from just not having an interest in finances, or, you know, making millions or whatever. And I think that comes back to the same kind of thing that say about me being fat and why magic doesn't work in that thing, because there's some sort of deep-rooted shadow thing going on there around self-worth. And what I'm, you know, like, thinking that with regards to, say, with people and money, that they're not worthy, that they don't deserve this money, or whatever it is. I don't want to speak for anyone on what the kind of shadow stuff is. There can be a million reasons why people find it hard to have money, or to, you know, that have the poverty consciousness, if you want to talk in the kind of new age type of thing. So there's another third, there's another kind of element of magic and why it doesn't necessarily work. If magic works, then why? And that's because there seems to be an element of practice to it. It seems to be something that you have to do more of and get better at as any kind of thing. It's like saying, if you can run, why can't you run, you know, a mile in less than 4 minutes? It's possible to do. So if, you know, this is the thing, you just mightn't be there yet. You mightn't have the knowledge, you mightn't have the practice. You mightn't have gone, you know, through the different things that you need to do. With caveats to this as well, there is a kind of a thing in magic and occult circles of this kind of Protestant work ethic kind of outlook on magic, that if you don't, if things aren't working, do more of it. You know, if your sigils aren't working, do more sigils. If your, you know, your spirit bothering isn't bothering spirits, to do more of it. And I do think there's, like, there is a part of that as well, but there's also doing the same thing over and over again and getting a different, not getting the, you know, and hoping for a different result, is that whole thing, the sign of madness. But there is that element of that when you're learning a musical instrument, you do the same thing over and over again and get a bad result until eventually you get a good result. So there is, I understand that there is an element of practice, but I don't think just constantly doing the same thing over and over again is going to necessarily get you anywhere. But there is also that thing that when you start off in magic, you seem to be able to have an effect of getting things to work really well. And things, you know, go as if there's a kind of a section of the magic authorities that go, right, you're allowed, you know, 3 wishes at the beginning. That's to prove that magic works for you. And then you have to go, then it stops, and then magic stops working for you. And then you have to go and do the actual work and stuff like that. So it's that kind of thing. And also the whole idea of, if magic works, why haven't you won the lotto? Come back to the money thing. Well, again, it's like going, if you can run, why can't you run the 4-minute mile? Because it's a huge task. You know, it's a big ask. It's a big thing. Going from being completely broke, say, with all of your shadows and all of your inner demons and all of your limiting beliefs and all of the, you know, the pendulums around you, all of these factors, whatever, to just suddenly learning about sigils and trying to win the lotto. It's not going to happen. Like, I mean, of course, statistically, it could happen, but it's very unlikely to happen. And if magic is probability enhancement, the probability of someone in that situation winning the lotto is highly unlikely. So it's too much of a goal. It's much more better idea to, you know, start with smaller kind of things. Anyway, that's kind of my thoughts on the whole, if magic works, then why not these things? Basically, it comes down to, I think there's more to it going on. There's more influences. There's more factors than just saying a sigil works or it doesn't work. You know, magic works or it doesn't work, or whatever. You know, it doesn't have to be sigils. It doesn't have to be chaos magic, whatever you're doing. But that you have to understand that there's a big interconnected universe world going on, and that there's an awful lot more at play than just different things. So if you look at someone and go, you know, look at John Kehoe, and go, well, if all these things work, why are you, you know, why are you bald? Why don't you have your magic hair back to you? Well, he mightn't care. That might be just your issue and your thing that you have about baldness. He might be quite happy with how he looks. There's that. And people might be quite happy being fat and all those things. But if they're not, then there's so much more going on. And it's not just a case that you should dismiss things out of hand because one element of their life isn't perfect, because no one is perfect and we're all working on stuff, and you can be wonderful at magic and you can be wonderful at different things and terrible at exercise, or, you know, you can be, as we know from the whole guru situation, where you can have these deep insights into spiritual matters and realms and, you know, proper awakening and enlightenment, and still be a shitty person and still treat people like shit, or, you know, have sex with loads of your devotees and all of that. Like, and it's so common, you know, that just there's people seem to be able to excel in certain kind of areas of their lives, and not in all areas of their lives, but it doesn't discount the areas of their lives that they're good at. That's my kind of thoughts on it. So I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about this. When you hear that kind of phrase of, if magic works, then why does this not happen, or why can't you do this, or what is your response, or what you're feeling around it? What you're feeling around people who say put themselves forward as great magicians or, you know, or teaching or, you know, guru level or whatever it is, but still have these perfectly obvious flaws about them. Should they wait until they're totally evolved human beings who have all of these things? Is it okay for people to be shit in one area or imbalanced in one area, but still not negate the power to have in other areas? So that's my question, and that's my thoughts around the situation. So, good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.